It's 1 o'clock, time for the Joy Business Report. Coming up in our headlines, government launches 5G services starting in Accra, Kumasi and Takoradi. Also in this bulletin, Ghana Association of Restructuring and Insolvency Advisors, GARIA, advocates the training of more insolvency practitioners to help turn around collapsing companies. Later on the Joy Business Journal, we will tell you how the price of Hausa cocoa and Burkina keep soaring due to increasing cost of millet. Details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. Always a delight to serve you with the very latest in the world of business. I am Pius Kojo Baka. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. And look now at our stories. Minister for Communications and Digitalization, Eslo Usuekufo, has underscored the importance of the high-speed 5G services to Ghana's transformation agenda. NextGen Infranco, Ghana's premier 5G wholesale infrastructure provider, launched the 5G services in Ghana in collaboration with the global technology leaders such as Nokia, Radices and Tech Mahindra. The services have been rolled out in Accra, Kumasi and Takoradi. Speaking at the launch, Eslo Usuekufo said the development will expand Ghana's e-commerce and boost economic activity.
We'll begin experiencing the benefits almost immediately once the network operator is activated. Our goal is to achieve coverage across additional urban areas by the end of 2024. For full nationwide coverage, including rural regions, we're looking at a multi-phase approach aiming for comprehensive access by 2026.
You heard Minister for Communications and Digitalization, Eslo Usuekufo. Meanwhile, President Akufo-Addo is currently speaking at the launch, described the 5G service as a catalyst for growth that will support small and medium enterprises. Now, the Ghana Association of Restructuring and Insolvency Advisors, GARIA, is advocating more awareness on the importance of the insolvency law in Ghana. GARIA is of the view that most stakeholders are unaware of the tenets of the law in addressing serious situations when the need arises for a company to declare bankruptcy. Speaking at the launch of the second edition of the GARIA Journal, the president of GARIA, Felix Addo, said training more insolvency practitioners will help turn around struggling companies.
Our insolvency practitioners have acquired lots of experiences over years. Some have acquired experiences in outside country. The insolvency profession itself in Ghana is a very young profession. And we are now trying to make sure that issues like administration, turnaround, rescue are brought to the fore, because we don't want companies to go into liquidation when they could be turned around. Yeah. But you notice that in a way it's new here.
Now, Development Bank Ghana, DBG, has partners Advanced Ghana to empower women-led SMEs under the Advanced Hair, a program initiated by Advanced Ghana Savings and Loans. The Advanced Hair program is one of DBG's key partner financial institutions to address the unique challenges faced by female entrepreneurs, providing them with flexible funding and resources for capacity building. Speaking to Joy Business, Deputy Chief Executive Officer of DBG, Michael Mensamba, highlighted the importance of DBG's role in establishing lasting financial access and opportunities for SMEs through the SME Go program.
To further enhance on this impact we've made so far, you would have heard a couple of months ago the Honorable Minister of Finance launched the SME Go, and DBG as one of the key partners in the SME Go program, which is also to support SMEs in Ghana. So under that program, we are working with Advanced Savings and Loans to support their Advanced Hair product or program. And this program is purposely targeting women led businesses. And as I said earlier, being an inclusive institution supporting SMEs, we believe that this partnership will allow us, one, demonstrate that we are supporting SMEs as part of the SME Go program, and within that as well, the targeted segment of
Michael Mensah-Bahn is the Deputy Chief Executive of DBG. Now, Ricare Company Limited, a wholly owned Ghanaian company and a leading provider of hospital turnkey solutions and a 360 capacity experience for mining and industrial companies, has donated 15 oxygen gas cylinders to the Mambubi General Hospital. The move, which is part of the company's corporate social responsibility, is intended to help people in the Mambubi Nima communities. Nana Yawasante is the Managing Director of Ricare.
So, you know, Ricare as a company, we are involved in medical oxygen for hospitals. So in 2023, December, we decided, listen, why not look at certain hospitals and provide our services for free, do a donation, help some people out. So we worked with a foundation called Breath of Hope to focus on oxygen for children in disadvantaged areas, disadvantaged homes, whatever it may be. So we started by looking at a few hospitals, and Mambubi, we felt, came on top in terms of where we wanted to make the biggest impact. So December 2023, we came here, did our first donation of giving them 15 oxygen cylinders with filled oxygen, with a promise that we would come back, do the medical gas piping.
Nana Yawasante is the Managing Director of Ricare. To some other stories, in an era of tightening environmental restrictions, EcoBoost, a turbocharged technology, says it is poised to contribute significantly to climate change while they give consumers better fuel economy. Speaking to Joy Business at the unveiling of actress and TV presenter Nanama McBrown as its brand ambassador, group marketing head James Jampo said EcoBoost comes in handy as it will offer drivers convenient and safe experience.
Would contribute significantly to climate change. We all know in recent times that when you take the trotters, most of them are smoking, and it's creating a lot of health problems for us. People cough, and they attribute it to changing weather, but it is the emissions coming out from, or the soot coming out from these trotter cars. So for us, it's promoting, it has its economic gains, reduction in fuel and all that. And it has its health benefits and has climate benefits. So it is a product that every Ghanaian should embrace. Every Ghanaian driver should have one.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Consumers of millet porridge, popularly known as a Hausa cocoa, are paying more to have a satisfying breakfast as the cost of the main production ingredient, millet, surges. Vendors say it costs a minimum 15 cedis to purchase the porridge, with other complements like milk, peanuts and beans fritters, also known as kose. Now, for today's business journal, Emmanuel Bright Kweku explores the rising cost of the millet, which is also impacting the sale of Burkina in the Ashanti regional capital, Kumasi.
Millet porridge, or Hausa cocoa, is one of the favorite and accessible breakfast dishes for many Ghanaians. Made from a mixture of grounded millet and other local spices, the porridge is usually enjoyed with other pastries like kose. But what was once the cheapest breakfast meal on the Ghanaian menu is now an expensive luxury. Alima Tusadia sells at Bomso and has been in the business for the past 2 decades.
Thank you, Pakine Seya.
At first, we used to package the cocoa with kose at 10 cedis, but now it's selling at 15 cedis. That's how much you pay to get a satisfying meal.
Millet is a household grain used for many delicacies in Ghana, especially in the northern parts. Its gritty texture adds a satisfying feel when processed into Burkina, a local millet and milk smoothie. But the snack is also seeing an astronomical rise.
This used to sell at 3, 4 and 7 cedis, but because the price of millet has shot up, they are selling at 10 cedis and 5 cedis. We no longer sell at 3 cedis.
The increasing cost of the meals is attributable to price surge and scarcity of its major ingredients, millet and beans. The price of the commodity on the market is seeing a 120% surge from 500 cedis to 1,200 cedis. Hajja Munira explains the increasing costs.
Last year, about this time, we were more than 5 million.
Last year, a bag of millet sold at 500 cedis, but now it is selling at 1,200 cedis. The exchange rate is our headache.
The millet is not the only increasing commodity. The beans used for the fritters added to the Hausa cocoa are now shooting up. Alhaji retails beans at the Alaba market, but his shop is almost empty after the trucks of beans he is transporting from neighboring Burkina Faso and Niger were hijacked. The communities we import from aren't safe. We are sometimes held up at the checkpoints for days, and when we return here, most of the commodities will be spoiled. Olonka of beans is now selling at 65 cedis, and a bag goes for 2,100 cedis. Back at Alimatu's cocoa joint, some of her workers are leaving the job, which serves as a daily source of income. She's no longer able to pay them an adequate wage.
Most of my workers have left now.
Many vendors along the downstream of the value chain are anxious for respite from the skyrocketing prices. For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bratkwiku.
And just before we go, I need to tell you it's day three of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair ongoing at the Accra International Conference Center. Do well and pass there for all your housing needs. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770#.